Chapter 2. Money Problems. I'm writing this in bed. I'm quite warm as I'm wearing my coat and have a hot brick for my feet. I don't like the little metal bed that I'm in. Rose and I take turns to sleep in the large wooden one. Rose is sitting in it now, reading a library book which Miss Marcy brought her. Miss Marcy is small and about 40. She loves Father and always gives us the newest library books first. She visited us earlier this evening and she asked us, "How is he?" "He's fine, but still doing nothing to help," said Rose. "Rose is depressed about money," I explained. "Maybe I can help," Miss Marcy replied, taking out a pencil and paper. "Let's look at what you spend first. How much rent do you pay?" "It's £40 a year, but we haven't been able to pay it for 3 years," said Topaz. "Mr. Cotton didn't care. He still gave us a ham for Christmas." Mr. Cotton, a rich old man who lived 5 miles away at Scotney Hall, was the owner of Godsend Castle. He died last November, and now his big house is empty. "I heard that someone is coming to live in Scotney Hall again, so perhaps they will ask you for rent," said Miss Marcy. "How much money do you need to live on?" she continued. "And how much do you have coming in?" "No money has come in during January or February," I said. "Last year, Father got £40 for selling Jacob Wrestling in America, but we don't think that it will sell as well this year."
"I could get a job," said Stephen quietly. "Mr. Stebbins will have me at Four Stones Farm."
"But we need you in the garden, Stephen," I cried, because our vegetables are almost our only food.
"Spring is coming. I can work on the garden in the evenings," he replied.
"Thank you, Stephen," said Rose. I'm in our bedroom again, because Topaz and Rose are in the kitchen. They are filling the bath with green dye, because they're going to dye some old dresses.
"Oh, what will we do for money? Surely it's possible for one of us to make some, or to marry someone with money."
I'm talking about Rose, because for me, getting married sounds like death. "But how will she meet anyone?" "Before Father met Topaz, we went to London every year to stay with his aunt Millicent. She has a house in Chelsea and she knows lots of artists. But she was angry with Father for marrying Topaz, so we don't get asked to London now. I feel very depressed. It's so cold and it's raining hard outside. I can't wait for it to be June and for Rose and me to be on the mound doing our Midsummer Eve rites."
"I can hear Stephen getting the hot water ready."
"How wonderful! Tonight it is my turn for a bath. And now it is tea time, so I shall go down and be nice to everyone. Being kind and hot baths are the best thing for depression."